Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Neck. Which I don't have.
You're listening to episode 690. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois, the Rogers Park area.
690.
You guys, it's Pride weekend.
Happy Pride!
Here in Chicago.
Yes. And New York and San Francisco.
At like Erwer.
Erwer.
Except for some places have their pride in different months.
Because it's too fucking hot. Usually the sweltering cities. Like Dallas or Phoenix, I think, has... No, they just had theirs.
Orlando has... Well, they have gay days, but I think their pride is like in September or something.
I think so too.
I can't remember. Or maybe it's Tampa. One of those.
I think it's Tampa because I thought Orlando had theirs.
It's hot as hell down there.
It's fucking hot as hell here.
Today, it's the hottest it's been since last August.
That's insane.
That's crazy. So,
crazy
will
town.
We be going to the parade?
No. Because no. I've got to work.
Well, I've got to stay inside so I don't melt.
I would love to go. I mean, I was thinking about it this past week. And I was like, I want to go because it's been at least a good 5 years since I've gone. And then I think about like the drinking and the amount of people that are going to be there, and I want to puke.
Well, this year I'm not really interested in going, only because I'm afraid something bad's going to happen.
Don't say. But, why do you put that out in the world?
I'm just saying. That's why I'm not going.
I mean,
well,
it's
hot. It's hot.
You
I'm not
hope
going.
Nothing happens tomorrow.
Well, I don't know that. I'm just saying. Anywhere.
Wow, that's true.
But earlier you asked me, you know, I had some sun, I got me a tan, and by tan, I mean my freckles are showing up.
No, that's a pretty serious tan you've got going on your forehead.
So I got off.
And by forehead, I mean your entire
head. My five head.
Your entire top
my
of your
scalp.
Head.
Friday, they had like a employee appreciation picnic, like for family and all that stuff.
I don't know what that is.
Oh. But we closed at 11 and they had food trucks come to our work.
Oh, yeah.
We had
how was that?
Like balloon houses and all that shit.
Why?
Or not balloon houses. What are they called? The air house things. The bouncy houses for kids.
Ew. You guys had to invite kids?
Well, people brought their family members.
Ew. I don't even want to be next to you.
Girl,
at my desk.
Let me tell you. It actually wasn't so bad with the kids because I just went with my other coworkers that don't have kids and we just went to our own section. So I mean, it's like
you were the mean girls.
I don't really have work friends,
right? Because no one likes
so.
You.
No, I don't like anybody else.
No one likes you.
Everyone. Let
like,
me tell you,
Ricky. Ew.
Let me tell you, there was this food truck there that was selling lobster rolls.
I want to put my feet up and I can't because that fucking box is there.
Well, that's because my feet are up here.
I know. Can you remove
put
it,
your
please?
Feet on the stool?
I know. No. I want to be extend, not in.
Well, sorry.
Can you move
my
it, please?
Foot right now? Is in there?
I've been standing all day.
But you're sitting now.
I know, and my feet hurt. Anyway,
take your shoes off.
No,
that might help.
This was a lot of work to put on.
Well, they look like skinny jeans on your feet.
Oh my god, some fucktard is gonna coin that.
And
skinny
they're gonna be
jeans,
rich.
Skinny jeans. Shoes just like skinny jeans.
But anyway, at work they had these food trucks that come, and there was this one that would like had lobster rolls.
Oh yeah.
Holy,
I saw the picture
shit,
for that.
That
now
was
this full-size food or was it like half?
No, it's full. I mean, we just got whatever we wanted.
Oh wow, that's really good.
So we had four trucks. We had a sandwich truck, something called, what was it, the Swollen Onion or something. I don't remember
okay.
What it was. These are all trucks that are downtown.
Right.
The Harold's Chicken truck.
Oh.
Amazing. The lobster roll truck. And then there was a barbecue truck.
Oh, I bet you that was all fucking good.
All of them were delicious.
I bet
they had an
was.
Ice cream truck. So there was like all kinds of ice creams.
Oh, that's nice.
I got, wait, how do you say it? Paleta de coco.
Paleta de coco?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Those are
good.
I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like cream of coconut or coconut cream or something.
Yeah.
I don't, it's really good though. You guys, you should try it. So then I got a sunburn.
If there's a Mexican in your town, just ask them to make it for you.
Right. And it's better when it's homemade. Like, it's better.
No one has time for that.
But I got sunburned, so that's where I got my sun from. It'll be gone, like, tomorrow.
No, you can keep it up while you're in California.
No, I don't want to. No, we're going to be in Northern California. I'm going to be in the Redwood Forest. There's no sun that goes through
there. I forgot. You're going to be laying on that nasty floor looking up. Hope you don't get a tick.
No one goes to Los Angeles. No one wants to live there.
I don't want to live there either. Actually, that's
not
true. No
one wants to live in San Francisco.
I want to live in San Diego. That's where I want to go.
No one wants to go there either.
Everyone wants to go there.
Actually, they do have perfect weather.
They do. I actually wouldn't mind living in Santa Monica, but I don't know if I could live in LA.
No, I could.
Unless I lived in Beverly Hills.
Ew. Ew.
You would be so fucking excited if I lived in Beverly Hills. You'd come over. We'd be like Mariah Carey in our own little personal recording studio.
Oh my God. Would I just fly over just to record the show on a Saturday and then fly back?
Yes, bitch. You'd come over on Friday
because
evening.
When you move to California, we automatically become super rich.
Totally. Totally. Yes, you're right. I'm hoping that I find that man.
Find that man
that will supply that me
will
that dreams.
Right.
Hi, you want to marry me? You're marrying the entire
all this. You're getting two girls. You're getting a third husband.
Right. You're getting about 42 boyfriends in the background.
Boyfriends.
Although I don't know, because I'm a little jealous. I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh, I don't give a shit about anything else. I'll just take the money. I don't have to have sex with anybody. It's probably going to be somebody like Bob Barker. I mean, let's get real.
You know what? I will suck some old balls.
Ew.
If I have to. If it's
Big Fatty's available.
I said old, not decrepit. I said old, not ancient. Love you, Big Fatty. I just want to find that rich man
with just the perfect dick and just,
you know, honestly, like at this point in my life, I don't even have to like him.
Oh,
as long as he's got cash to support me, I am a to oh the fucking
God,
okay.
You're so Julia Roberts right now.
I will fucking what's her name? Oh my God, her name is escaping me.
Anna Nicole.
I was so Anna Nicole the shit out of that.
I want a pickle. Let's go to a
Do
buffet.
Do you like my body?
I fucking love her.
Oh,
I loved her and I felt
so bad the way they treated her.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt like they were so taken. Everyone in there, everyone that was on her team, with the exception of the guy that she met where she had her daughter, everyone was taking advantage of her.
I don't think the females were, like, her assistants.
They
really didn't do stuff for her other than do, like, email and stuff.
The thing I don't like about that is, and this is what I see, and, you know, of course, this is the only side because,
oh my God, how long ago was this? Anna Nicole? There's some people who probably don't even know who she is.
No, it was, this was, like, a long time ago.
It was, like, 2006, right?
Something like
seven,
that. Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
And she was on the road to recovery. Like, she had gotten
she
sober.
She was on her way to a huge, like, career, I think.
I think so, too. I just don't, you know, I don't really care for people who don't advocate for people like that. So, like, you know how we saw, you know, with Amy Winehouse, like, her friends really wanted to take care of her, and they tried and they tried and they tried, and they never really stopped trying. They just did it from a distance, you know, and I think that is what she needed.
Well, she could have had that, but it just wasn't documented. I mean, Amy's
I mean,
was
sure,
documented.
Yeah, I mean, that possibly, sure. But
can
it
we
just,
get one of those for Mariah?
Mariah, I mean, is just fine. She is fine. She's fine walking around sporting that 20,000 carat fucking ring and butterfly.
When does her show come out?
I think this month, or like June, July.
Oh, okay.
I think, yeah, I think so. And I'm really in.
I'm not gonna be able to watch it.
I'm gonna have to. You don't live like the rest of civilization does.
I'm gonna have to torrent it.
No one does that. That's so much. Everyone
does that.
No one does that.
It's not that much work.
I thought it was a lot of work. I tried to torrent a couple things, and I was like, I don't know how to do this. It was a lot of work for me.
Poor thing.
I think it's because I don't understand exactly how, like, I know it's like when you're borrowing from the internet, but then you have to have a program that actually plays whatever you're borrowing.
Right.
And that's...
No, because you can play it in, like, your Apple
I think your... that's what it is now. I think back when it torrents first started, it was not like
that.
Okay, that
was, like, 2002.
Yeah.
Still so you know. Haven't done it since 2002.
No, actually, that's not true. That's not true. Actually, I watched all of Weeds through torrents.
That's a good show.
It was a great show.
That's like
it got stupid on the fifth season and the sixth season, but it kind of picked back up on the seventh and eighth season because I think it went either to eight or seven. I can't remember.
That was a really good show. I liked it.
Oh, that was such a. I fucking love her. Love her.
Mary Louise Parker. Right?
Mm-hmm. But my favorite show is 6 Feet Under. Like,
oh no, that's like,
I could cry right now just thinking about it.
Like, I'm trying to think great. Of all the show. Like, okay, so 6 Feet Under is probably the top one, and then
Sex and the City to me. Well, for me, Sex and the City.
I've never seen any of those.
You haven't?
I've seen the movie, but I've never seen any of the shows.
Oh my god. Okay, so the first season, you cannot judge at all the entire like.
Oh, is it like the first season of RuPaul's Drag Race? You just can't judge it.
No, because it was like, girl, what the fuck were you thinking? Oh my god, this is the first season didn't do really well. You know how I feel about
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I mean, stop it.
I really think she belongs in a stall with the Clydesdales. She should be in a Budweiser commercial next year.
Oh my god, stop it! She does not. I don't understand why people look. I mean, she's got a little bit of a long face, but
she looks like a foot.
Stop it. Anyways,
you know, there's somebody listening that's like her biggest fan.
I know. I love her. I think she's great. One of my favorite movies of hers is Family Stone. I love absolutely like that. Never is like my favorite movie.
Was that with her husband?
No.
Oh.
But I don't know if you'd want to watch it because it's not a happy ending. I mean, it is a happy ending, but not all the way happy.
I probably don't want to see it because it has her in it.
And it's actually really good. It's got Diane Keaton.
Okay.
You should watch it. Stupid. I think that the best shows on TV.
Oh wait, I didn't even finish my top five.
Oh, go ahead.
So
you're 6 Feet Under.
6 Feet Under.
Okay.
6 Feet Under. I think Oz would probably be under there.
Oh, that was a good show too.
And then I'm trying to think of some other ones because they're all really good. Like. I really think House of Cards would probably be up there. That's a good show. The Netflix show, House mm-hmm. of Cards.
That's a great show.
I don't know. Like, other seasons. Like, I'm trying to think.
Well, around that time that 6 Feet Under was going on, it was Sex and the City, 6 Feet Under, the Mafia one.
Oh, one with the dude that died.
Yes. Oh, my God. What was that? Not that. I was gonna say The Godfather, but
it had Edie Falco in it.
Yes, I could fucking see the.
It's red.
Yes. Oh my.
What
god.
Is the name? Oh my god, Roger, look it up. I'm thinking The Mafia, The Godfather, Italians,
Sopranos.
Sopranos. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
Of course, it was just like right here. As
I could see,
it.
Like, I could vision everything. Anyway, yeah. The Sopranos, and because I don't even think Showtime at the... Oh, Oz was on Showtime, wasn't it? Or was it HBO?
Oz is HBO.
What was on Showtime during that time? I can't think, because they didn't have a really...
Oh, you know, it was the gay show.
Queer as Folk. Yes. That yes. Sundays was, like, I was at the bar having Sunday fun day at, like, 5 o'clock. I'm like, Deuce has got to go. I got to go see Six Feet Under and Sex and the City and Oz. And
queer folk.
I'm like, I'm out.
Busy.
4 hours of busyness. I gotta go. I'll take my last drink with me.
Queer as Folk, I watched it, but I really wasn't so interested in it only because it just didn't seem like a real like version of gay life to me. because I didn't have friends like that, and I wasn't like a party person like that. So,
I wasn't. I mean, I kind of was, but not like super party. I'm kind of like you. I really didn't feel like it represented.
The person that represented me the most was Ted.
Oh, and then he got cracked the fuck out. Yeah. But
like geeky, like.
Oh, I see.
You know, he wasn't like the rest of them.
Well, it represented a very small fraction of our community. It's like a very like singular type of people.
I think looking was better at diversity in the gay community than Queer as Folk.
I am so excited for their movie. I'm going to cry.
When's it coming out?
July 23rd, I think.
And guess what? Oh, no. I do have someone HBO Go account, so I can be able to watch it.
Yeah. Sign it up, girl. Sign it up, squirrel.
No, I already signed up for a free trial, and that's when I was watching Beyonce's.
July 23. Sign with Tony's. You can get a free with Tony. Oh,
smart.
Girl, think with la cabeza.
Think with your brain.
Anyways, think so, yeah, I'm really excited for that. Yeah, I think my favorite shows at the time were probably, definitely, and still to this time, it's going to be Six Feet Under. Like, I thought that, I think Six Feet Under was some of, if not the best writing and television, not only during that time, but since.
The only episodes I hated is ones where David was like cracked out and he got kidnapped or whatever. I was like, he was in the van with the meth head guy and he was like, he kidnapped him. Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember
that. It was
that.
Like so like weird. I was like, ugh.
Like it took a turn
to skip over this.
Yeah. No, I get that. That Sex and the City for sure. Cause Sex and the City got better as after the first season. Excuse me. Sex and the City got really good. I didn't get into The Sopranos because I was watching other shows as well. So I was watching like Oz, and then I was watching Queer as Folk. And I think at the time too, like I was also watching like Will and Grace and Friends.
Yeah.
You know, like all.
Well, I didn't know we were counting those because Friends and Will and Grace would definitely be in my top five.
Oh yeah. I'm talking about like all
stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Those for sure. I know a lot of people didn't like Friends, but I loved Friends. I thought it was a fucking great show. I thought some of the episodes weren't, you know, like they weren't always a hit. But I mean, to bring to like a 8 or 9 o'clock TV time on regular TV and to bring that kind of humor and that like, you know, some of the topics that they talked about and some of the issues that they went through, like. Some of the stuff was really serious and some of it was just really funny. To bring that at that time, I thought it was great. Well, it's
kind of like brand new.
Yeah.
And then Will and Grace was the same way. Same thing with
Will and Grace. I mean, you know, it was a very, like, very small microcosm of what was going on in the gay world. But I thought that it represented us in a somewhat more positive light. I mean, because, of course, there was Jack who was the more flamboyant, you know, and bitchy, and he was hooking up with everybody. And then you had his, you know, Firefly,
Karen,
and so that was kind of a stereotype, you know. Like, so I mean, there was a couple.
I want a Karen,
but those two made the show.
Wouldn't it be awesome if they just had separated their own shows? Like it was like Will and Grace, and then
I don't know if it would translate. Jack and
Karen. Because they should have done an episode like that though,
where it was just about like the two and not all four.
Yeah, or like as if they live separate lives or something.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know how much it would. I don't know if it would translate the same. Because the whole idea was that, you know, like Karen and Jack were always ripping on Will and Grace. So mm-hmm. It was kind of like the dynamic.
Oh, was honey.
denied, approved.
Did you think you can get into heaven with body glitter on? You can't.
It was a great time for television. You fucking millennials will never know that.
So we got an email.
Oh,
it's from Willie So Silly.
Oh, one of our favorites.
I mean, we know his stories. So while re-listening to your live show from Pride 48, I was upset that one of you said my question about my father molesting my sister, but not me, was not a real situation. I assure you this is true event from the past. I felt unworthy of my father's love for so many years, even though I tried to seduce him many nights as a 10-year-old. I'm still curious.
I'm going to need him to elaborate on what seduce means.
I'm still curious what you guys and Lauren have to say. Well, Lauren's not here, so. At least I found love from Father Tyrone Shoelaces in Catholic Church. Abstinence makes the church grow fondlers. Lots of love, Willie. So silly. So, okay.
My question is, I'm sorry
you are offended, but I totally, I think that was me that said, oh, this is not a true, like, a true story. It's just, like, a question. So,
well, first of all, I mean, wait. Let's put out the disclaimer. If, you know, we're not discrediting you. I think we were just, in the moment, it was just kind of like, oh, that doesn't seem true.
And then also, most people wouldn't be this open about this kind of situation. Correct. Right? So, yes. I mean, I hope you can understand that we were like,
Anyways, go ahead. So,
my second
question would be is, what exactly did you do to try to seduce him? I'm interested because I can relate in that sense because I, you know, something like that similarly happened to me. So I know what the power that I had as a young person, knowing that I can get what I wanted if I was sexual. So that's what I'm interested in knowing.
I just want to make sure that he knows this, like the situation with his sister. That's not like a good thing.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, how I feel about it is that, I mean, it's unfortunate. That's how I see it.
Of course.
I mean, I don't see it as like a positive thing at all.
No. I certainly don't think that what his dad did to his sister, if that, you know, if that was a situation that did happen, like, I guess what is,
I would never condone like this situation.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out. Because when you first said the story, Willie, I'm talking to Willie. When you first said the story, or when we read it, it seemed as if it was almost kind of like, oh, you know, my dad. While he was trying to molest my sister or whatever, I was trying to be the one molested. But so I'm trying to figure out like, well, one, did he in fact do that? And what did you do to try to get him to pay attention to you? Was it more of a like, I'm doing it because I want the attention? Or was it because you were trying to distract him with yourself and not your sister? Like, it's a very serious thing. Like, you know, because I've heard stories of kids who have done that. Like, I've, you know, watching.
To like protect Oprah, the other
yeah,
sibling.
To protect the younger sibling or to protect the sibling, period. They'll put themselves in harm's way to do that. But it, and so I'm just trying to figure out like, what is that? Cause like I said, I can relate, you know, through therapy, I've learned that as a young kid, I know that I've got myself in situations where there was someone of an older person where I had the power to get my way if I was sexual. So that's why I am trying to understand exactly the whole story.
Do you have that power anymore?
No. Because I'm single.
Maybe if you bring out that power again, you could find that guy in California.
It's in a box somewhere in the attic. I don't know where it's at.
It's in a box called Pandora.
It's in a box called Don't Touch.
So you guys...
Also, too, I just want to say, like, I'm really sorry that happened. Like, I very much so sympathize with you on that. If it, you know, if in fact this did happen and, you know, you felt the need to do that to get the attention of your father, if it wasn't for trying to protect your sister, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of sad that you had to do that, you know, because he didn't want to pay attention to you. And look, my father left when I was 3. So if anything, like a lot of the stuff that I was trying to grab, you know, when stuff like that happened to me, I knew, maybe not consciously, but I knew that the affection of someone who was older was something that I was yearning, especially in a male. And so if I can, and I knew that I could kind of get that if I was sexual. It's horrible because I was a child. I was a kid. But unfortunately, that's how life is. So shit happens. And then you move on. No, and then you pay someone $50 every fucking week to cry it out for months and months and months and months.
And lay
and
on
months.
The couch it's when so... you could do it at home for free.
Exactly. And just talk in the ear. Why? Why does this happen to me?
Because your counselor's like this.
She's like, I've heard worse.
She's like, I got this.
Right. And walks out.
You guys, this is not a visual podcast, but it's me like buffing my nails.
That's sad.
So you guys, we're not going to be recording next week because I'm going to be visiting with our spirit mommy.
I'm just kidding.
And then we're going to the Redwood Forest. I think we're going to go to like some beaches and... It's going to be interesting. Like the town that she lives in, there's not very many people there. So it's going to be, girl.
Just let me say. Don't forget about the ticks. You're right a city now. Girl now. You keep saying, I'm down with this when I, because I grew up in the South and blah, blah, blah. First of all, you did not grow up in the South.
Virginia is the South.
Virginia is not the South.
It is the South. It's the a Southern state.
Really? Because it's really up. But how is it considered southeastern?
It's southeastern, but it's not southern like on a bottom. Map. It's southern like culturally. It's just like in Mississippi.
All right. Well, then that's a little bit more. That's different than it's actually still being southern. In the South.
Well, it's south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Why did that be all of a sudden become like the line that says this is south?
Because that's what detected map, it.
It's on the motherfucking eastern side. I know where the fucking goddamn state is. I've been in it.
Girl, you thought New Jersey was on top of Virginia.
No, New Jersey. Oh, my God. I fucking hate you. Go away. Go home.
So anyway, I'll be going out there, so we won't be recording next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get back, I won't actually be able to record it yet, but I'll have seen Adele. So excited.
Oh, because you come back Saturday?
Saturday, and the concert's Sunday.
Oh.
So excited.
I hope she cancels.
How dare you?
You said the same shit about Janet, and then she did.
Well, I can't help it that she's a whore and got pregnant at 50.
Oh, when she cancels for throat issues, I'm going to laugh in your face.
She's not going to.
I'm going to be like, hello. Anyways.
She's not going to. And then my friend Gigi comes like July 21st, the 25th. So, I don't know if we'll record anything, but she'll be here. So July's a busy month, girl.
So we won't be recording for the next like 3 weeks?
No, we'll record the weekend after I get back from California. And then we won't record the weekend after that.
Wait, how is that possible? If when you come back, so we're not recording this weekend and we're not recording when you come back because that weekend is
right. That next weekend we will.
Next weekend?
The next weekend after that. We will record.
Right, which will be almost like the last.
Right, and then the weekend after that's my friend Gigi.
You
comes.
Know what? We're taking.
Should we take July off?
July off. Let's just fucking do it that way. Because
I don't think people will approve of that.
Then that's your problem.
Oh, you know what we could say? It's our Christmas and July break.
Oh, my God.
Because it's cold down under.
I'm busy.
What are you going to be doing?
Working. I work hard for the money.
No,
I work hard for my money.
You should probably take dancing lessons.
You clearly forgot that I was Latino.
I think you forgot you were Latino.
That's a good one.
Is that a golf clap?
Anyway, so
What do we have, like, the Brexit that happened?
Oh, my God.
It's so weird because this happened, and now everyone is an expert in, like, political
England?
Science. Everybody knows about, like, Brexit. Today, well, we both learned some shit yesterday from a video. We're like, oh, I didn't know that shit.
Well, I learned it this morning.
I learned it yesterday.
Well, I was waiting for my car to get washed. You're pooping? No, I was waiting for my car to finish getting washed. And I'm like, I was like, oh, this is interesting because I love learning about English history. And I'm like, and I'm like watching this this interactive map. I didn't have it like loud. Uh-huh. It was just showing me the... Which I love that feature on Facebook. So when you're watching a video, it captions it for you. So you could see what you don't have to actually listen to it. You could just read what it's saying.
Oh.
But the problem with that is that there was too much wording going on in the background. So I was like, I need to listen to this shit. So I turned on. Anyway, some interesting. I really don't know too much about what happened. From what I understand, like, this was something that was going on for a while. Like, they've been wanting to separate themselves from the union for a while. And I saw them interviewing the guy that led it. Mm-hmm. And
who I think is their, like, Donald Trump.
I think
he's their Donald Trump.
The fucking news reporter was like, so you promised that this was going to happen, and now you're telling me it's not? And he's like, well, no, we never promised that. Again, you said.
Oh, so he was pulling.
He was pulling a Pam Bondi. You said
he was pulling a Pam totally. Bondi from Florida,
and she was like, and she kept pressing him, and he, and then in like two times she said, so you mean to tell me that UK voters voted us out of the union because you promised that this was going to happen, and now you're telling us that this is not going to happen? And he didn't. He was like stumbling and trying to figure out a way to get out of that.
I don't know if it'll go through.
Well, it's.
I mean, they voted it, but they could always say, "No, we're not going to do it." I mean, it's really up to the.
Government. Did you read? I think it was the Washington News or the Washington Post or something, posted a video talking about how now there people were Googling what exactly they were voting for, and right. now are completely pissed that they voted for that to happen. I'm like.
You know what? It's probably the same thing for like Proposition 8 and all that stuff. People don't know what they're voting for. They don't look it up until after they find out. Like,
well, you know,
oh, shit.
Well, Proposition 8 was interesting because I remember watching Kathy Griffin, and she went door to door.
Oh. I forgot about that.
What was that?
Huh?
What
it's
is
money
that?
For my vacation.
For your vacation?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, shit, I'm pissed I didn't look in there. Fuck. Anyway, so when she was going door to door, almost every person that she went to had initially voted against, or wait, was it against Proposition 8 or for Proposition 8?
If you said yes, that means you
wanted marriage to be banned.
I don't remember. I know it's confusing.
Proposition 8 was to ban legal marriage.
Right, but I don't remember. So it was kind of reversed. Like, if you said yes, you didn't want it banned. If you said no, you wanted it banned. Something like that.
So what she was finding out is that people were voting for the proposition because they were confused on what exactly they were voting for, because they were saying, you know, they were confusing voters into thinking that Proposition 8 was for marriage and it actually, in fact, wasn't. And that's how Mormon church and, you know, the Mormon people who started the proposition and then everyone, that's how they were able to get that in the
state.
Guess
what, Mormons?
We won.
All that money that you spent and we still got it. What?
So I just think that, you know, that's exactly what happened in England.
I can't lie. I don't really know anything other about it. I know from what I read, it was a lot to have to do with immigration and stuff like that, but
well, the thing is
they said that it's going to affect the whole world.
Well,
if
I think
they leave.
I think what they were trying to I see that's the thing is I don't even know that much about it, and I know that it had something to do with immigration. I think it was because when they, even though they are under the command of the British, like, conglomerate, whatever, you know, as it was in the video,
the crown,
which is a corporation, because that's how they explained it. I still think that there were certain things that were, so it's kind of like, what's that called? NATO,
the North American Treaty Agreement?
No, not that. Not NATO.
What's NAFTA?
What do they call that where all the countries are kind of like in sort of, I can't fucking remember the name. They're all like one.
A union?
It's not a union, but like it, like let's say, for example, if there's something that's going on that deals with human rights in another country, the United States and several bigger countries.
Oh, you mean like the world?
Not the world. Well, it's not. It's similar to like the World Health Organization. It starts with the U. Fuck, United Nations. There you go. Yeah.
So all the nations.
Right. So it's very similar it's very similar in that sense where, even though they have their own laws, if someone else sees that they're like, you know, the United Nations is if there is like, if there's horrific, you know, hate and shit like that, that's why when we see stuff like that in other countries, they kind of step in to see,
but they don't.
So it's kind of the same thing with their immigration policy. Even though the conglomerate that is the crown and what they govern, I think if I'm not mistaken, the EU had say on how things that affected all the countries. So like immigration.
Yeah, so when an immigrant came into
sorry,
France,
that took long to explain. I'm just like, trying to get it together.
If one comes into France, when immigrants, whatever country they're going into, the European Union, everybody pays for that.
Right, so, and they're able to go all within that country.
But if they separate, then I think if they separate from it, I think everyone's gonna have to move back to their own countries. I don't know. I mean, is that how it's gonna work? I guess they haven't really decided that yet.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that was the biggest issue, and I think that also had a lot to do with the fact that people were not, you know, also to, you know, they didn't want people to be able to go, you know, get citizenship in France, but then be able to travel to all the other countries because they're under that sort of umbrella.
Yeah, but that would be like the same thing in the United States, different states.
Yeah, but not when we're citizens of... If we're citizens here in the United States, yes, we can travel out, but we're not citizens of other countries.
I know, but what I'm saying is their system is like our system of the states.
Correct, but their immigration system, I think, is one of which they... If you are considered a citizen of one of their countries, you're able to travel in through all those countries without hardship. So, for example, if you were trying to travel...
I know what you're saying. If somebody goes to France, they can move to North Ireland.
I think that is the issue that was the problem that what they were...
But it's the same thing here. If someone comes to Florida, they can move to Nebraska.
Yeah.
So it's the same concept. It's just we have states and they have countries.
I guess it is. It's the same thing. I didn't think about that way. Yeah.
It's just a larger like governmental thing than it is. I mean, you know, it's more countries instead of states, which you can kind of consider each state a country here because each state has their own laws, you know?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
My thing is,
let's not worry about what's going on over there until we know that Trump is not going to be coming into the presidency. I don't care what's going on over there. Well, I do. I don't want people treated, mistreated and stuff. But let's worry about our own country and make sure that we don't get a crazy person as president.
Well, and you know, one of the reporters that I was listening to over this like morning or whatever, they were saying that this is exactly what is happening right now in America, where people are not fully informed on what's going on or who they're voting for or why they're voting for them. And then that happens. And I think that was just kind of like what they were like, even though, like you're saying, even though it's not necessary, like, I don't think that we need to necessarily 100% worry about it, but we do definitely need to be informed.
We need to learn from it.
We need to be informed on what is going on over there because we have a lot of business that affects us if anything happens. Like, I mean, the economy right now with the stock market. I mean, the fucking pound was the lowest it's been in 35 fucking years. That's a huge drop. It was a huge drop and it was a long time ago that happened. So you could just imagine how detrimental that changes to America and the rest of the civilized world. I mean, it's a big thing, and I think that Americans should be informed. I don't think that we necessarily need to be worried, not right now, but we need to be informed of what's going on, and we need to remember to read and understand who we're voting for why we're voting for them.
Learn that before you're learning other stuff.
Yeah, because what's the point if you don't even know anything about your own fucking country?
Which, can I get the video that we watched? Can I just get that about every country in the whole world? Because yes, I need to know.
I loved that video. I loved it. It was really good. It was interesting because I did not know. I mean, I knew territories. Some of the territories was
owned by
United Kingdom or Great Britain?
Great Britain.
Great Britain, right?
Wait.
It's United Kingdom. It's so confusing. No, it's Great Britain.
Wait, did you hear my country come out? It's so confusing.
Oh my God, I sound so ignorant.
Britain, Great Britain.
Yeah.
No, England. I can't remember now.
Great Britain is the power. That is
whatever. Jamaica is still under rule, like under them. I had no idea.
By the British.
It's so weird.
British power, yes.
And then all these other little countries around the world, but they're all islands.
Most of them are islands, yeah.
The queen was like, I'm going to your island. I'm going to take it. What, bitch?
Well, you white people are crazy. Well, it doesn't matter if you're English or English.
What we want, apparently.
Doesn't matter if you're English apparently, or English.
Now, if you're orange, you can do the same thing.
I think that just for Donald Trump, we need to just classify the orange skin tone.
Speaking of Cheetos, did you see Burger King in South California or Southern California?
No, they're here too.
No, but this product that I'm going to talk about.
They're here.
Not the cheese things.
Oh, they're here.
My friend always said South California.
No, my friend. Oh, maybe. I don't know if he was traveling and that's how he tasted it, but he said they're only there. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
You guys, it is cheese sticks made of macaroni and cheese, deep fried, and then dusted in Cheetos powder.
That's so disgusting. But
I want 10 of them right now.
I am telling you right now, watching or looking at that ad and reading about it, I seriously thought I was going to have a heart attack. Like, I was like, my heart was palpitating.
I need them to get here so we can try them. Live on Pride 48.
No, never gonna happen. I can't eat that shit. Although if it was the hot Cheetos, maybe
the Flamin'.
Yes, if it was Flamin' Hots, I would try it.
Girl, you go to town on those Cheetos, the Flamin' Hots. I love those.
First of all, I haven't had a bag of chips.
No, but when I last.
Oh, I would see the whole fucking bag.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, these are like, I can do like a handful or two, but then I'm like. Some water.
Oh, it makes your tongue all raw and shit. Yeah, it's so hurts. No, I haven't had a bag of potato chips of any kind. I've had like the healthy popcorn, like smart pop or whatever.
Gross.
It's fine. I mean, it's just popcorn. That's about it. So I wanted to ask you a question and see what your response would be, because I'm kind of interested in knowing, and from you listeners as well. I really, really want you guys to be interactive with this, because I really want to hear what you guys have to say about it, because I think it's kind of an interesting question. So this morning, when I was getting ready, like, I was just thinking about, like, you know, the previous night I was watching TV and like the news and shit, and everyone was like, you know, all these messages on Facebook, all this like shit about like, you know, love, you know, is gonna, you know, if we just love each other, you know, and if we just are
all you need is love,
all fucking kumbaya with each other,
all you need is love,
the world would be a much better place. And then I started thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, would it really in fact be a better place? One, two, what would that place look like?
I thought about my answer for the last 50 minutes when you asked me this question, and I have the perfect answer. It would be like Pluto, there, but not really.
It took you that long to think that.
I don't think it's even possible. I mean, even if it did, it would be like,
it would be boring.
Corny.
It'd be like, oh, I love you. Oh, I love you too. Oh my God, you're so fabulous.
Oh my God, I love you so much. Let me suck your dick. Wait,
what? I just, you know, I kind of find this, you know, so when I was thinking about it, you know, what really would this world look like if we did all, in fact, accept and love each other like we say we want and like how we preach, right?
I don't think it's ever been that way.
Well, it probably will never be that way, because whatever higher being, if there is one, intended us to
She's
live.
She's so pissed right now.
No, but I think to some degree, there is an intention of chaos that is innately always going to be there.
Actually, you know whose fault this is?
It's her fault.
It's Eve's.
Yeah, that bitch. Because she took a bite of that apple. Fucking.
I don't think it was so much an apple, but
she did. She took a bite of the apple.
It was a fruit. They don't know. The Bible doesn't say an apple.
I thought the Bible said it was an apple.
It's this fruit.
Oh, is this fruit?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they always
Everybody assumes it's an apple.
Okay. Well, because it was picked from a tree.
Well, there's other fruits on trees.
No, I understand that.
It could have been a peach.
Oh, so first of all, it's not going to be a fucking peach.
It could have been a pear.
It's not. That's too much fiber.
It could have been a banana.
That's no. Bananas are higher, and it's a palm tree, not a regular tree. It was a tree.
It's the tree of knowledge. So it could be anything. It could be like.
It could be a dog.
Charlie Brown tree.
Anyway, I just, you know, when I think about that, I just think that we were innately made to always have chaos and to learn how to deal with that and to sort of try to survive as human beings, because that's just how it's going to always be.
But if you think about it, it's not even like that in the animal world. So
no, because it's survival of the fittest.
It's never going to happen. I mean,
you know, dogs and cats are the only reason why dogs and cats are the way they are is because they're domesticated. Otherwise, they would just be as angry.
Well, no, they still fucking hate each other.
Well, I was going to say, but they're still hateful like alligators. I mean, alligators are just, wow.
Alligators aren't even mammals.
Wow. They're reptile. They're just hungry.
They're like hippos, but not really.
I saw, well, I was referring to their prowlness, not their actual where they fit
chompers.
In the line. Yeah. I was watching a YouTube video. Was it a YouTube or was it a Facebook video of this guy videotaping a baby alligator crawling up a fucking fence and literally crawled up over and then went over. I was like,
I've held a baby alligator before.
Okay. Was it snapping at your fingers?
No. They're not like, as soon as they're born, they're like, and they kill you.
No,
they're not even
clearly,
that big. They're like the size of a lizard.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, was it snapping?
It was like this long. It's like as long as my arm.
That could hurt your hand, right? If it snapped.
No,
it
was real little. They have baby teeth.
Mm.
You know, it's like baby her afro.
Oh my God. Stop it immediately. I just thought about the question and I was just like, yeah, I don't know how that really would. And to be quite honest with you, now, granted, I'm not by any means saying that I want what we have now where people are killing each other like that.
Oh my God, you guys, we just talked about this, but someone on the red line,
oh my God,
this lady got stabbed in the throat and then this guy like slit her throat. Because
in daylight, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, it was early, like 2 o'clock in the day.
Yeah.
And apparently he asked her, will you have my babies? She said no. And then he fucking killed her. It's crazy.
We live in a very crazy world. I don't want to see that. But I also don't want to walk out of my house and be like, everyone's
a
like,
rainbow
hi!
Pop out.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I don't want that either.
Let's go work out. Because then I'm going to be that motherfucker and be like, I don't even like you.
You'll be like the angry person, or the person that starts not to love as much. It will be the person with like mental
illness.
That's
not true. I mean, that's not true. Because although I say a lot of shit that
I don't know,
I'm not a little true. I'm not a hateful person at all. I say a lot of shit that's hateful.
You could be a negative Nancy.
Sometimes, yeah, sure. But I
but
think that's
a no world with no negativity. I don't know if. Well, I guess.
Wait a minute. Let's clear that up. When you think I'm being negative, I'm not being negative. I'm pointing out shit that I think is realistic.
Right. But when somebody shows
you,
like,
says,
look at my new car. I guess that color's okay. I mean,
that's
you don't
negative,
say that.
When did I say that?
No, I'm not saying you said that. Per se, I'm just saying that, like, sometimes people can show you something and you see the bad in it before the good.
I don't think that's
you're
negative.
Not disagree- I think it changes your life perspective if you try to not see the really. Positive I mean, before the negative.
But why? That doesn't mean I'm not a positive person. I think I'm a very positive person. At least now I am. Before me, maybe when I was younger, not as positive as I am now. God damn it. Okay. You like to think that because I complain or I say something out loud that I'm being negative. If I point out,
if it's the first thing, yeah, it's negativity.
Well, but that's how you take it. I don't take it that way.
I'm pretty sure 90% of the population sees it that way too.
90% of the population is wrong. Clearly, England has proven that.
Okay, that was more split. It was like 48-52. So that does not equal 90% against 10%.
Anyways, no, I don't think that I'm fully negative.
I didn't say fully. I said sometimes.
But you're implying that I'm like mostly negative.
I did not say that.
No, I still don't believe you. I still don't. Well, I don't believe that I am. But how about that?
Listeners, let us know.
That's different. When we're talking on here, we're talking shit. But I don't think in real
life. I'm talking from my heart.
Oh, okay. Okay. You should go back and listen to some of the episodes. No, I don't think
I did. It's called the crying episode.
Oh, please. That's the only episode you listen to.
Night before I go to bed, I listen to the crying episode.
Yeah.
And I cry.
It's easy to sleep.
Tony's like, what's wrong? I'm like, don't touch me. I'm ugly.
What part of that's true?
He doesn't.
I don't think I'm negative.
You should record yourself sometimes. You know what? Next time it happens, I'm going to tell you right away. I'm going to say you were just negative. Okay. Before you were positive. I didn't even get to blink before.
Well, I just want to say that you can be very negative as well. But yours, you like to masquerade it with laughter. And that is a little bit worse. Goodbye. I hate you. I hate you. No, that's negative.
No, let me tell you what negative was. When Wednesday I went into the car dealership when I went off on like Starkeisha. I was Rikesha. Rikesha came out.
Oh Lord. Finally?
Oh.
About like, time. Wait, was this the same girl that was helping you over the
No. Oh. This is a completely different girl. I think she was shocked because she thought she was just getting a regular white person coming in. And then she found out, oh, no, this is a gay black female inside of a white body. How about I got so loud that they had to pull me into an office?
Oh, my God. Really? Ricky?
I lost control. I don't know if you've ever seen me like lose super control like that. Like, I was so mad.
Okay, wait, time out. You need to start from the beginning as to what happened.
No, because my car still hasn't been replaced.
Okay, we all understand that. But when you walked in, I said,
may I speak to whoever's the new person helping me? I think his name's like Alex or something.
Okay.
Oh, he's off today. Well, can I speak to his manager? Oh, they're off today too. Okay, can I speak to your general manager? He's off today too. I removed my glasses like this.
Oh, shit.
And that's I went like never this. Good. And I said, can I fucking speak to someone that can make a decision and knows how to fill out paperwork? And they were all like, and there were like people buying cars. I was like, I'm tired of people treating me like I'm stupid. I need to speak to someone that can do paperwork because apparently no one can get that shit right around here. And I'm literally like cursing and I'm like shaking. I'm so mad. I'm almost crying. I was so mad when she sat me down to write the stuff down to contact the person. I was shaking so bad. I couldn't even write.
Oh my God.
She was so scared.
Did you apologize to her?
I did say sorry multiple times. I said, you know, but I'm like, I cannot.
I think they were trying to pull one over your eyes because you were so nice to them. See, that's why you never get away with anything really nice.
Well, the one guy called the general manager and he was like, but of course the general manager wasn't going to speak to me on the phone because he heard me like.
Of course not.
So it's still in the process.
It's been
April 3rd.
I was going to say.
Whatever.
Next week, it'll be what? 4 months? No, 3 months.
Let go and let God.
Let go and light. Yep.
3 months. It'll be on July 3rd. 3 months.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to be back until July 11th.
Dude, that's fucking insane. Week. See? Okay. Let me put my good negativity.
I've been positive the whole situation.
Let me explain to you why, Mister. You think I'm always negative? Let me explain to you why Rikisha should have came out.
Don't start out with Rikisha.
2 weeks before or 2 weeks after the fact that your car was declared a lemon.
No, you can't do that because it's the law that it has to be 30 days.
No, that's fine. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you should have gotten a little tough with them a long time ago. And I've told you this before.
No, I'm not good at that.
I told you this before. This is the reason why you have that husband that loses his fucking cool in 2 seconds. Because that the thing is, I
totally, you know what a nice world would be like? Me. And then the mentally ill person would be the person that goes like batshit crazy, Rikisha, me. That's like.
I just think that sometimes you have to take it there. And if not just for getting your point across, also to show that you are not going to back down from what is going to happen. Now, I understand that you try to be diplomatic about shit. This whole fucking Switzerland bullshit you got going on drives me crazy. But at this point, you should have done that a long time ago. That it shouldn't have never got to this point where 18 people were trying to fill out a fucking form that you could have filled out yourself.
No, the problem is the third party company also, which I cannot get a hold of. That's an issue also.
Then you need to call Fiat and tell them to get
it. I called Fiat Friday.
And what'd they say?
They're working on it. Mm-hmm. He said he was going to call the regional manager. We'll see. I know I'm not going to get a car until after I get back from California.
Well, at least,
but
right?
I told her, I was like, look, I didn't sell the bad car. I should not have to put in all my time to be calling 14 people to get shit right. I'm not getting paid for this. You start paying me every time I have to call somebody, maybe I'll start charging like an attorney's fee, $350 a call.
Yep. I mean, you are getting an upgraded car.
I just want to put it out there.
You're getting an upgraded car that is way more expensive than your car. But that's not your fault. I'm just saying. Talk about paid time.
No. The only reason I'm getting that car is because they can't find a car that's exactly like mine.
Right.
And I'm not taking a car that's less value than what I've already paid.
I get it. Right.
So
I'm just saying. Just think about that. Make it a little.
Oh, when I call the third party company, they're like, I'm like, okay, so what's going on? She goes, well, you know, it's a Monday. We probably won't get to it today. Yeah, that's the kind of response I got.
I'm sorry, what was her name?
Her name was Renee.
Renee! I need to speak to your manager now!
I couldn't because I was on my work phone, so everybody could hear me.
No. Girl, I would have stepped the fuck outside and been like, Renee, you get your motherfucking manager on the phone.
No, I don't like to curse people on the phone because I don't like doing that. I had that kind of job. First of all, I don't want to be cursed at.
I don't want to give the perception that I do this all the time. I know how to lose my cool without using curse words and with still being professional, but getting my point across. Let me just tell you, I had the same issue with fucking AT&T, and the motherfuckers were sitting here.
Just said fuck twice, and like,
no, I'm explaining the story. This is not.
Look here, motherfuckers.
That's not exactly what I said. But I was just like, you know what? You know, this is really unfair. This is not, you know, why should I have to pay for this situation? It's not my fault. This is something that you guys created. This is, you know, a rule that was not explained to me. Yada, yada, yada. I kept my cool for about half an hour. After the half an hour mark, I was like, let me just fucking tell you, I'm fucking tired of this shit. No, I went off. But I usually start off really nice. And then I will start the cursing. But I won't curse at them. I won't say, like, fuck you. I will never say that to them.
I've been on the phone where I say,
I will say fuck and I will say shit because I'm really pissed off. And I will always apologize because I know it's not your fault. But what the fuck is going on?
I'm
sorry, but you know what? Like,
I tell the representative, I'm like, you know what? Send me straight to your manager because you don't deserve to hear what I'm about to say. And they're like, right away.
That's a really, because you know the motherfucker's like, not today, Satan. Right. Not today.
Let me get off of her.
I just think that, you know, while I don't necessarily always advocate for being aggressive or being in that sort of
be aggressive.
However,
I was a little off there.
Yeah, you were. However, I do think that sometimes it's needed because sometimes I think employees don't understand what's happened to a customer in the sense of like, if they're the first person they're speaking to, but they've already spoke to 8 other people, like they don't know the situation that's going on. And sometimes those employees tend to be like, oh, well, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. It's like, no, motherfucker. You're going to do something for me.
I told this lady, I was like, Roger, I was 1 second away from doing the clap for every syllable. I was using my hand. I was like this. I was like totally like being business professional, like whatever. But I was like, look. I need someone here that works Monday through Friday.
You were leaning in.
Yeah. I need someone here that works. I was doing like that Monday through Friday. I need that person to call this third party company and get a person that works Monday through Friday and that can call them directly. And then she was like, oh, well, then we have to worry about the finance. No, I have that situated. You can call this person at Wells Fargo because she was trying to tell me that I have to like refinance my car, like purchase the car again. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking doing that.
Right. Well, that wasn't a part of the agreement anyway.
Right. Well, they thought I was stupid. And I was going to say, oh, okay, let me just do that.
Right.
No, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm doing a collateral exchange and Wells Fargo does it.
Right.
But she backed away when I started like, you guys can't see it, but I'm taking my right hand and doing it like
he's about to fist somebody. Like,
yeah, but I've never done that.
He's going to do the starfish.
It kind of looks like, it kind of looks like dog. Like if you're doing shadow puppets,
he was trying to starfish his hand and it wasn't working.
I'm diving it into my left
the palm of his hand.
Oh, you know what it's like? The video "Let's Have a Kiki" when they're dancing like, "Let's have a Kiki." Like
yes,
that's exactly what it is. But I was more angry. Was not having a Kiki. I may have been talking to a girl named Kiki,
but you were not having her.
I was not having a Kiki. All right, let's go. We're over an hour.
Anyways, you're getting a long show this week because are we going to record another one?
No.
No. I'm tired.
Right. Let's go. We may record between the weekends that we're busy. We might take the month of July off. Maybe. I don't know. But
I mean, I can always record during the week, but you have a lot of shit going on, so.
I'll have to check my planner.
What do we call it? Glanner. Your glanner.
My glanner.
Oh, God.
Gay planner.
Homo.
All right, so we're going to go. Okay. Episode 690.
690.
We're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is your neck.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces! Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl
champ. Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
What up?